Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, September the 8th, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7. Broadcasts through an array of platforms and frequencies on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, managed by Phil VK3PG, Ross VK7WP, and Graham VK7HO. On medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by any takers? 3.670 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE, 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, and UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHFCB in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. And now the Remembrance Day contest results for 2024, in which VK7 shines. And a huge thank you to Alan, VK4 Sierra November, who has already released the RD contest results. And a huge congratulations to VK7, who took out the state win again. In the single operator phone, Richard, VK7ZBX, came first with 1,118 points, and Steve, VK7 Oscar Oscar, came third with 938 points. In the single operator mixed, Justin, VK7TW, came first with 1,298 points, and this is a record broken in this category. Fantastic. Phil, VK7ID, came second with 833 points, and in the single operator QRPCW section, Nick, oh, that's me, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, came second with 172 points. In the multi-operator single radio section, VK7CMS came first with 616 and included VK7JGD, VK7BS, VK7WLH, VK7TK, VK7DID, and VK7GM. In the team section, Team Tottwu, VK7TO, VK7TW, and VK7OO, came first with 2,625 points. And in second was Team Cronies plus one, VK7ZBX, VK7ZMS, and VK7HH with 2,321 points. Quoting Alan's report on the contest, log submission overall was 19%, down from 23% last year. Approximately 1,033 participated, with 195 logs submitted, including four paper logs, a total of 28,660 QSOs filled the logs submitted with an average score of 222. It was great to see that nine of the teams that participated, five of them were from VK7. Summarized by Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, from the contest report from Alan, VK4SN. And now QSL news, a report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the VK7 WIA Inwards QSL Bureau. The updated list of QSL cards held as at the 6th of September 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you've changed your address in recent times, please advise Herman by email. And if you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email on WESTYH, that's WESTYH at aussiemail.com.au. 73 is from Herman, VK7HW, WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And now statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV nets. Another busy night that saw the following participants: VK7's TW, ZAB, ZGK, OO, DMH and ZSB, all sharing nearly 50 photos. There was some doubling with extra photos going north. The main theme was spacecraft, and the highlights were a NASA chart comparing their spacecraft, Sputnik 1 and Soyuz MS satellites, planet Jupiter and the Pioneer 10 probe, the Jetsons, Dan Dare, the pilot of the future, the spaceships of Ezekiel, Jerry Anderson and his creations, the Thunderbirds and Space 1999, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, parody of the Thunderbirds, the Mison-powered Galasphere from Space Patrol, and then the USS Enterprise, NCC 1701, and Star Trek. Discovery 1 in 2001, A Space Odyssey, Red Dwarf, and Starbug. Razor Crest from the Mandalorian TV series. Heart of Gold from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And then From the Earth to the Moon by Jules Verne. A Lego model of the Space Shuttle Discovery, and an interesting AI-generated spacecraft with some bits of steampunk added. Out of This World, India Pale Ale, a full-size Doctor Who Dalek, and 73s from a Cylon woman from Battlestar Galactica. Remember Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve's, VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights, and these photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. There's no suggested theme for next week's net, so it could be a surprise. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And now, the Tassieham Econ. Innovation in amateur radio, and bookings are now open. The raffle prizes are amassing. The Tassieham Conference is set for November the 2nd and 3rd, 2024, at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. This year's event is fully catered, offering endless tea, coffee and other beverages, plus delicious morning and afternoon teas and lunches on both days, all included in the conference fee. Kick off the weekend with a pre-conference barbecue social gathering at the Reese Club Rooms on Friday night, and then dive into a fun-filled conference on Saturday and the first half of Sunday, featuring engaging presentations and activities centered around the theme of innovation in amateur radio. We're thrilled to announce that our lineup will be complete in the next few days with fantastic speakers from overseas, interstate, and locally, ready to share the latest innovations in amateur radio. Check out the conference website for more details and get ready for an unforgettable weekend. To whet your appetite to come along, These are some of the raffle prizes that are included, and this is not the full list. An ICOM IC7300, a Yaesu FTM500, a DX Commander Expedition vertical antenna, DigiRig vouchers for interfaces and cables, ZACTEC Whisper transmitters, that's WSPR, of course, and then there's the TET Mtron vouchers and more to come. You get a complimentary raffle ticket if you attend the conference, and you can purchase extra raffle tickets on conference days. Oh, you can only get raffle tickets if you pay and attend the conference. There will be many giveaways and prizes during the activities planned. Watch the Tassie Ham Econ web pages for more details as they come to hand. 73 is from the Tassie Ham Econ Organising Committee. Now, news from the north. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 73s from Al, VK7AN. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. The Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Recently, NTARC provided safety communications and rider tracking for the Jolly Let Memorial Equine Endurance Ride, once again held on familiar territory at Santorina Park, Scottsdale. This was a one-day event consisting of an 80-kilometre, 40- and 20-kilometre rides, with the 80s starting things off at 7 o'clock Saturday morning. The communications trailer was delivered and set up in the main grounds on Friday morning, quickly followed by the portable 2-metre repeater and antenna located at a nearby farm shed on a section of very well elevated land. Afternoon saw the remainder of the crew arriving and soon departing again to familiarise themselves with the location of one original and one new checkpoint, followed by testing their voice communications back to ride base. Most NTARC members stayed the night at base camp in campervans and tents, with the exception of three who departed for Launceston, returning in the wee small hours of the morning, drawn back by the smell of mouth-watering egg and bacon rolls from the cafeteria and, of course, the call of duty. Ride base was manned by Andre, VK7ZAB, and Idris, VK7ZIR, with Tony, VK7ZTT, Roger, VK7ARN, Ken, VK7KKV, Stefan, VK7ZSB, Stuart, VK7ES, and Fran covering the two ride checkpoints. Unfortunately, Roscoe, VK7RC, had to pull out at the last minute due to influenza. Hope you're better soon, Roscoe. No electronic tracking was employed, so everything relied on 2-meter voice communications. The day went smoothly, without any horse or rider mishaps. But the weather deteriorated, and by the afternoon we were experiencing quite heavy rain and strong wind gusts. Because of this, most members decided to stay the night rather than attempt to pack up and head home. By the time we returned to Launceston on the Sunday, the thunderstorms had started to roll in, and unfortunately, the rest is, as they say, history. With many Tasmanians still feeling the effect of the severe weather events endured over the ensuing weeks. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. NTARC blogs. Now, upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet session every Wednesday. The Testnet CW course on 3580 MHz. That's 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. to 7:30, and then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 till 8:30. and your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. A clubroom technical night session. The next session will be held on Wednesday, the 11th of September, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. A coffee morning, held every Friday in the Entark club rooms, and the time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you there, so why not pop in and check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa. There's endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a small donation. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news and you'd like them added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@entark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 is from Stefan, VK7ZSB, secretary of Entark Incorporated. Now, news from the South. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. September presentation night. A visit to CMS. CMS? Last Wednesday night, REAST members visited the Channel Men's Shed at Margate. We saw that the CMS is a huge facility filled with metal, wood, plastics, electronics, and amateur radio tools. The amateur radio shack has developed significantly and takes up the whole end wall of the meeting room. They even have a huge commercial kitchen where they prepare meals for Kingston Helping Hands. We enjoyed a sausage sizzle put on by the CMS volunteers, and a huge thank you to Bob, VK7BS, and Greg, VK7GM, who organised the visit night. That's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. Now, the September forum night, Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse. Now, this Wednesday night is a focus on the role of amateur radio when the apocalypse hits, and we've seen some challenging events over the past few weeks. How prepared are we as amateur radio operators for when that extreme space weather or extreme weather event, like the 1859 Carrington event, hits? The power is off for extended periods. HF propagation is poor. EFTPOS doesn't work. Internet's not available. Mobile phones and communication systems fails. It will be held in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. and it will be streamed. Come along with your show-and-tell, batteries, solar panels, charging systems, generators, emergency radios, emergency power solutions. Be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade, and, of course, zombie folklore. That's 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, the 11th of September, 2024, in the Queen's Domains Club Rooms, and it's also streamed. See you there, 73, the REAST Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. October Presentation Forum Night. PCBs, printed circuit boards, throughout the ages. Our October presentation night has morphed into a hybrid presentation and forum night. We'll be taking people through the production, both professional and hobbyist, from the early 1980s through the present-day offshore processes. And we've lined up some speakers who can take us through a chronology of processes, and then we'll open it up to the audience to share their experiences with designing and making printed circuit boards. It happens on Wednesday, the 2nd of October, 2024, from 7:30 p.m. and will also be streamed on the REAST YouTube channel. See you there or on the stream. 73s from the REAST committee. The October forum night, all things repeaters and balloons. Our October forum night is all about repeaters and balloons. The equipment, the techniques, hints and tricks, configuration, radios. VoIP, GPS, CTCSS, DMTF, should it be DTMF, cell call, talk groups, and much more. We will have a few subject matter experts to kick things off and then open it up to the attendees and streaming viewers to input into the proceedings. So come along with your stories relating to repeaters and beacons and be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade, or repeater folklore as well. That's 7:30 Wednesday, the 9th of October, 2024, in the Queen's Domains Club Rooms, and it's also streamed. See you there, 73 The Rees Committee. Now, Rees Training and Assessments Update. Foundation training and assessment days are held every 2 months. Standard, advanced, and regulations license assessments are held on alternate months. Now, dates can be found on the Rees Events page. The standard, advanced, and regulations license assessment days are on Saturdays, 28th of September and 30th of November 2024. The upcoming assessment dates for the last foundation training and assessment day for 2024 is Saturday, the 26th of October 2024. Now, for bookings, queries, and questions, please email rees.assessor@gmail.com. That's rees.assessor@gmail.com. And this email is forwarded to the learning organiser, who will respond to all requests. Now, the next foundation training and assessment day, Saturday, the 24th of August 2024, from 9 a.m. Please inform the team as soon as possible via email at rees.assessor@gmail.com or by calling Reg Emmett, that's VK7KK, Rees Learning Organiser, on 0417 391 607, 0417 391 607. Now, foundation license training videos, these have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements, and they're available on the Rees YouTube Learning and Assessment playlist. Additional resources, check out the WIA Foundation Trial Exams. That's 73s from Reg, VK7KK. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. A statewide Slow Scan TV Net, SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF and VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55, that's a minus 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF on 146.650, and that's a minus 600 kHz with a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link the RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. The north-south digital contacts are on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. Rees Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group, is from 12 noon in the Rees Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Rees Wags, the Wednesday experimenters group from around 6 p.m. in the Rees Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA, WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Club Room Technical Night Session, Wednesday, the 11th of September, from 6:30 at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rocha Lee. That's 6:30 p.m. NTARC Testnet and Technet sessions every Wednesday night. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. to 7:30, and a Technet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms, and time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rocha Lee club rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday evening from 8 p.m. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7 RMD and Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, is the Northwest Tassie DX 2 metre net on 144.190 upper sideband. Now, events. REAST, September the 11th, Surviving the Apocalypse, Radio Prepper, MCOM Forum from 7:30 p.m, Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and streamed. REAST, October the 2nd, PCBs Throughout the Ages, a hybrid presentation and forum style from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain's Club Rooms, and streaming. REAST, October the 9th, All Things Repeaters and Beacons Forum from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and streaming. VK, November the 2nd to the 3rd, Tassie Ham Conference, Innovation in Amateur Radio at the Sandy Bay Campus of the University of Tasmania. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7TW. Repeaters, REAST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. On 160 metres, VK7 Golf Sierra. 80 metres, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. 40 metres, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. And on 20 metres, VK7 Delta Golf. 10 metres, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. And UHF CB24, VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C. VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. Now, that wraps up this week's edition of VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7 Whiskey India, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your views, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to VK7ARNews, that's all one word, VK7ARNews at gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 hours on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned now for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you 73s. Stay safe and have a fantastic week.